Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we already saw Neflos in Parshas Re'eh. And the Yesod HaDvarim that we saw was that there are three different categories. There's Evyon, who's just a person very needy, so you have to fulfill his needs. There's the Ani, who is Me'uneh, he's afflicted, and you have to take away his affliction, that he shouldn't suffer anymore. And then in addition, there is the ach, he's your brother, and you have to give him out of a sense of brotherhood. In Pasuk Yud, it says, Nason titen lo, and with that, we explained various psukim. And then it says, Nason titen lo, v'layera levavcha b'sitcha loy, ki b'gal adavra zeh v'recha Hashem elokecha v'chol matzah v'chol mishlach yadecha. We want to know what it means. You should surely give him. You shouldn't have an evil heart when you give him. Because of this matter, God will bless you in all of your actions and all of anything you send your hand towards. So we want to understand what the difference between ma'asecha and mishlach yadecha is. Bepashtus b'chol mishlach yadecha is anything that's noged to mammon. And there's a bracha that's going to be ribui hamon. B'chol ma'asecha is lav dafka dvarim ha'nogim l'mammon. Ela b'chol shara ma'asim sheshna b'chaya adam. So that's Mashlach Yadech is Mamanistik Azachin, and Masech is matters relating to your other areas of life. So Bishlam Legabe Maman, you're going to have a bracha because you gave your Maman. So Mamela, you're going to have a bracha on your Maman. The Mehechitesi, that you're going to have a bracha B'chol Masecha, that's not Kachur L'Maman, B'staka. So based on what we explained, it would appear that even though in the Maisa HaMitzvah, it only says Achicha Vevyoncha, where's the Maisa HaMitzvah? The Maisa HaMitzvah is Ki Yevcha Evyon Me'achar Achecha B'achat Sharecha, etc. Lo Sa'amitzis Levavcha Esikwatzis Yadcha. Rather keep yourself tiftach as yadchala. So here it's talking the ma'isa mitzvah. It's only talking about the avion and the ach. However, and it doesn't say anything about an ani. Earlier on, where an ani is where he's ma'una, he's emotionally in emotional anguish. And the reason it doesn't mention it is because by Evyon and Achiv there's an afkamina b'maisa mitzvah, like we saw that an Evyon is toiv kodem. The more needy he is, the earlier you have to give him, the more he takes precedence. And then a karov kodem. And when it comes to a relative, so the closer the relative he is, the more you have to give to him. And Aniyei Yircha Kodmin, that's the diyukim we saw, the drashas that we saw from the Sifri in the previous year. But in Ani, there's not afkamina lemaisa. Karav is karav kodim, Aniyei Yircha Kodmin. Evyon is taiv kodim. The more needy he is, the more he takes precedence. But by an Ani, we don't find an afkamina lemaisa. And because of this, he's not mentioned in the Maisa Mitzvah, he's not afkamina lemaisa in his Aniyus. However, here we're talking about the inyan of the mitzvah, that like we saw in the previous year, that there's a special lav not to lend somebody money al tshvius, because if you're not going to lend them money b'chlal, it's a mamela. It's hard for you to lend money, it's hard for you to part with your money. But here you're making a cheshbon, and you, normally you would lend him, but you're not going to because it's shmita, and you're afraid you're going to lose your money. So that's a lack of brotherhood. You don't make cheshbonos when it comes to your brother. He's a needy person and he's your brother. You should make cheshbonos, therefore it says achicha. Because ani is not just filling him what he's lacking, but he's not ma'un anymore. And on that comes the bracha, that through the tzedakah Hashem's going to fulfill the will of the nosein. And he's going to give him simcha v'sipuk mimaisav. And that's the bracha that it says over here, b'chol ma'asecha. in all of your actions. In other words, you're helping him out and you're giving him sipuk, you're giving him satisfaction, so you're going to get it also. And then Mishlach Yadecha is because of the Evyon part. So the two parts to the tzedakah is you fulfilled what he lacked, that's the Evyon. And Mimela, you're going to have a bracha, you're going to have what you're not going to lack. And also Aniyecha, you're going to, you took him out of his state of distress, so you're not going to have distress either, you're going to have sipuk. And therefore it says, Kiliach Dolev and Mikar of Arts, Akin Nochim Tavcha Lemor, Potsoach Tiftach Etziatcha Lachicha Laniyecha Levyon Chabaratzicha. So here it mentions both. It mentions the Ani also. Ki b'glal ha-davar hazeh yivarecha Hashem alekecha b'chol ma'asecha b'chol mishlach yadecha. So the b'chol ma'asecha refers to the sipuk me'amaisim. That's connected to the fact that he's an ani. And then b'chol mishlach yadecha, that refers to the mamonis, that you're not going to lack mamon, that he fulfilled his needs as an evyon. There are two brachas and the two kiyumim of tzedakah. So now it would appear that when it says, Kilech Delevin Mikarabat Zalken Anochim Mitzavcha, so we learned in the earlier psukim, there's an inyan mitzad achecha, is an inyan mitzad aniyecha. Earlier on, meaning that earlier on we had avyoncha and we had achecha, which is a kiyum mitzad avyon, mikiyum mitzad aniyus. And then in this pasuk, we also get to the, where there's a kiyum mitzad avyon and a kiyum mitzad achiv. And now in pasuk yet aleph, we get to the avyon part, aniyecha part. So one can make a claim that you have to fulfill his chisaron because he lacks beseder. But why is he an ani? He's an ani because he was mekalkel masav. Like we see at the end of Kedushim, Elazar Omer, Resim Yamecha Chai Boiv Sheish Lam Omnos Vim Sparnasim Shalei Bitzar. He caused it to himself. As my time yeshchi of mitzar achicha, l'rachem malav v'hu lo richem al atzmai. V'garam la'atzmai, he didn't have rachmanis on himself, so why do you have to have rachmanis on him? Why do you have a chi of mitzar achicha? And why do you have a chiyuv mitzad aniyecha? Maybe Phyllis chesaron, I understand. But the anius that he's me'une, see, he's me'une because of his ma'isim. Your brother, he wasn't merachim on himself. If he wasn't merachim on himself, so if the davar muchashi is something concrete you have to fulfill, give it to him. But if it's that he caused it to himself, this anius, and this emotional anguish and the brotherhood, these are more abstract things. The brotherhood and the emotional tzar, so the lo abayat shelcha, he calls it to himself l'chara because of his ma'isim. So in that we have the pasuk, no, ki lo yechda levyon mikarev haaretz. The Alshich writes, why did it say mikarev haaretz? Okay, lo yechda levyon. Where else are we? We're in the moon. Of course, mikarev haaretz. What it's saying over here is that mitzat teva haaretz va'artzius sheba, there are tanaim that bring to evyon and chisar. In other words, that he's not going to properly serve God and therefore he's going to lose out in his parnasa. So it's not like a guy who's going to take the money and throw it in the ocean. You can't rely on him. But rather, it's they're always going to be a Vyona Mikarev Aretz. That's the derech of the Aretz. Derech Aretz. Derech Aretz. People sin in Malasa. People aren't perfect. But you're not supposed to look at him this way. You're supposed to just give it to him. And therefore, al ken enochim, since it's the way of the land, you have to have rachmanis. Al ken enochim mitzavcha lemor pasel tiftach asiyadcha, gam mitzad shehu achicha, v'gam mitzad shehu aniyecha, v'gam mitzad shehu avyoncha. And don't ask questions. Zelo beseder that he's an ani and he's my brother. Who cares? He caused it to himself. No, that's the matzav of the aretz, and therefore you're commanded to open your hand and to share with him. וזה אפשר לפרש בכפל של פסח תפתח את זה עם פסח קס. פסח תפתח, את זה נוסע עם תיתה עם פסח יוד, נוחמו פסח תפתח עם פסח יוד א', and the ספרים לגמר דרשן from this עין שם. אל שיח אוסו, אל שיח אסקס אוסו, what does mean על כן אנוכי מצב לך לימור? What am mirror la chayrim? אני אנוכי מצב לך לימור. Lemor means you're telling somebody else. What are you telling somebody else? But based on what we said, b'pshat advarim, it's very good because there's not only one kiyum here. There's a few kiyumim. Mitzad evyon, mitzad achim, mitzad ani, and therefore it says akol b'kfelus. There are numerous kiyumim over here. K'shem shenidbar kein b'kefil shenemar b'lab leisametzis levavcha lasikbasis yatcha. Just like we saw that there's an inyan in the imut ha-lev, and there's an inyan in kvitas ha-yad. In other words, an imut ha-lev is that a person's hardening his heart. Even though he's your brother. And then the avion is kvitas ha-yad, you have to fulfill what he's lacking. So there's a double kiyum over there, and bechlal, there's numerous kiyumim. Every time you give tzedakah, sai mitzad evyon, sai mitzad ani, and sai mitzad achicha, as we discussed in the previous shir. So now we understand, al ken enochi mitzavcha leimor. What's leimor? She'etzem atzivui. In other words, you have to do it anyway because he's evyoncha. But it's a paseach tiftach. Al ken enochi mitzavcha leimor paseach tiftach. That it's a mirror, that it's a tzivui gam al chakiyum, not only mitzad de evyon, but also mitzad that it's an achicha v'aniyecha. And then we have a kasha, ma makom yesh le tzivui zeh? Well, zeh katuv ki lo yechdal. There's never going to cease out of the land, and because of this, I'm commanding you, saying, b'kefil shal pasayach tiftach. Shekanal hu ribui al chiyuv mitzad aniyecha v'achicha. Kivan she'achen yesh mokum v'chiyuv la'ot kiyumim b'mitzvah zu. So, you might have a taina you don't have to give because he was mekapech his own meisim, it's his own fault. So therefore the Torah says, no, the yechta levin mekerva aretz. There's always going to be avyonim in the aretz. That's the matzav of the aretz. And therefore I'm commanding you to say, meaning, this kefil of pasayach tiftach, that there's a ribui mitzad achicha v'aniyecha v'achicha. You have to be mekayim mitzad that also, not only mitzad evyoncha, but mitzad aniyecha v'achicha. So that's the lemor. Akenuchim mitzavcha lemor. You know why I'm saying this double lashon of pasayach tiftach? Because there's a multiple kiyum over here. So that explains the double lashon, that explains the lemor. That explains the Bekar of Aretz. And with this we can explain possibly what we have to understand. In Pesukim Ches and Yer Aleph it says Paseach Tiftach, and in Pesuk Yud it says Nosein Titein. Based on what we said, we can explain. Shalagabe Hamaise Nitba'er Sheyesh Beguf Hamaise Dinim Hamevatim Et Hanetina. למלות החיסרון. ואת הנתינה מצד אחר, we have dinim that express the sinner to fulfill his need, and the more needy he is, the more you have to give him, the more he comes first, takes precedence. And there's also nesina מצד אחר. What's nesina מצד אחר? Nesina מצד אחר is because he comes first, right? The closer relative he is, the more you have to give him. And ani ercha called me v'chulei, and therefore it says if yoncha shikaro kanal b'maisa shal nesinas chisar. It says if yoncha in a maisa, what is if yoncha? If yoncha is that you're filling in what he's lacking. And it says pasayach tiftach, which is the maisa. So When we talk about an evyon, so you have to do this ma'is of pesach tiftach, of opening up your hand. What about in pasuk yud? In pasuk yud, we're talking also about an ani. That's why it says b'chol ma'asecha b'chol mishlach yadecha. The ma'asecha relates to the ani, like we saw before. So here it says nasan titein. So here it's talking klape achicha v'aniyecha, meaning klape achicha. Meaning the avioncha, you're filling him what he needs, and therefore your needs are going to be fulfilled. And that's b'chol mishlach yadecha, ma'asecha is ani. And it also has to be given with a hargasha v'achva. So you want to be mevatel his anius, you want to be mekayim achva, therefore it says nasan titein. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia 31b, nasan titein even matana mu'etes, and you can't give Rashi, says a matana meruba, chora pshita maika mashmalan. The Shlomar HaKavanah b'nesina shalo tamalis chetzron of onya. So maybe there's no kiyum there. No, and therefore it says there's an additional kiyum, nasan titein, even a matana mu'etes. So that's when we're talking about the evyon pasach tiftach. You have to actively open your hand and give to him. You have to fulfill what he needs. That's the pasach tiftach, fulfilling what he needs. But the nasan titein is even matana mu'etes. Matana mu'etes, this relates in pasuk yud, relates to him being your brother as well. So you have to give him because it's an act of achva. You're right, you're not mevatel his oni. You're right, you're not memali his chesaron. But there is an act of achva. So come to us that in pasuk yud, we have an allusion to all three. The nasan titein is mitzad that he's your brother. And then kibaglal dabrze bracha Hashem alokeach b'chol mishlach v'shal yadecha relates to the fact that he's an evyon, that he's an ani. Ma'asecha is you're going to have sipuk in your ma'asim, just like you gave him sipuk mitzad that he's an ani. And mishlach yadecha is the mamnes that you're not going to lack, just like you made him not lack. So that's mitzad the evyon. And the nasan titein is mitzad that he's your brother. And memele give a filo matana mu'etis, even if you're not going to be mevatel his oni and his evyonus. Or maybe the oni you will, he'll be less ma'una because he saw you gave him. But al kopanim, there's no, you might not be able to fulfill his need over here. And nevertheless, you should still give him nasan titein. Even that's not pasach tiftach. It's just a nasan titein, even a matana mu'etis. No, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, we finished this short series. And obviously there's a velt more to say about these psukim. If you do an Otzer HaChachma search, Otzer HaChachma is not all there is in the world. There are others for him as well. But if you do an Otzer HaChachma search for the word Pasach Tiftach, so there are 119,000 Svarim, 186 Svarim in the Otzer, and here you get a mention of it in 5,864 Svarim, and there are 11,492 mentions of Pasach Tiftach. So that's a lot of Torah, Rabbi Say. So I encourage everybody be mamik in this gevaldik, gevaldik, gevaldik mitzvah. And I thank you so much for listening. This was nothing less than awesome. And God should give us health and life that we should be able to be a kindness lamaisa, because that's really what it comes down to. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.